Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and I'm excited to bring to you the Ready, Set, Run That Prayer Back series. And it's so important, you guys, to always be reminded about what you have prayed for in the past, because it's like I always tell people, track your progress, or not even your progress, but track God's progress, right? God is always making progress in our lives, and it's important for us to track it. So what better way to do that than to remind ourselves what God has done for us back then and where we're at right now, right? And so the Run That Prayer Back series originated from when I was listening to a sermon, and the pastor was preaching, and he was just like, I love it how y'all respond saying that again, or run that message back, or run that statement back. And I was just like, I love that. It just really spoke to my spirit. And I was like, we really need to do a Run That Prayer Back series. And also, we're doing it because when I was on maternity leave, if you don't know, now you know, I was on maternity leave for some time, which is why you see the gap in between the podcast back in November to now. It's because I was on maternity leave. So, yeah. But anyways, so enjoy these very special prayers for your career journey. Enjoy them. Meditate on the scriptures that are called out. And elevate yourself in a way that only peculiar people or peculiar professionals such as yourself can. All right, enjoy. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, 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 welcome. We just want to give God a hand clap of praise right now, just thanking him for waking us up this morning, thanking him for starting us on our way, thanking him for just being in the midst of everything we have going on, despite what it may look like. We just want to give God all the honor and all the praise, because he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ever ask or think. So I just want y'all to give God a hand clap of praise. I am, because God has been so good to us. God has been so, so good to us. I don't know where you're at right now. You could just be waking up. You could be in your car. You could be getting dressed for work or what have you. But just give God a hand clap of praise, because he is worthy. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is our beginning. He knows our beginning. He knows our end. He knows the in-betweens, meaning he knows the details. He knows the details of our day, the details of our week, the details of our month. So I just thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for being there for us, because he is able. He is able. And so, good morning. If this is your first time under the sound of my voice, I want to say hello. How are you? I am Crystal Williams, and I am just so excited to just gather with you all each and every Monday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern time, just to say thank you, God, for what you have done. Thank you, God, for what you are currently doing. And thank you, God, for what you're going to be doing in the future. Thank you, God, in advance for what it is that we may be praying for, what it is that we are standing in the need of, what it is that we're standing on God's promises for. We're standing on God's promises for so many things. It could be for our finances. It could be for our career. It could be for our health. It could be for
our businesses or what have you, or just life in general. And so we just come together and gather here because we know where two or more gathered. Come on now. God is in the midst. But I believe even though you're not even, may not even get to gather here every Monday morning, God is still with you. Come on. God is still with you in your, because the word says where you cry out, where the righteous cry out. Come on now. He is there. He is there for us. He hears every cry. He hears every moan. He hears every mumble. He hears our beckon call. And so for that, I just got to give God praise and thank him for being there for us and asking him to just send us the resources we need in order to not just survive here on this great earth, but to thrive here on God's great earth. So I believe that we can thrive in any and everything that we set our minds to do, especially if it's aligning with God's will. We can thrive in that space. We can thrive in that atmosphere. And so we have to just believe that. And obviously we need to invite the Holy Spirit in to just intervene on our behalf and to give us the direction we need to take in order to really and truly thrive it, the way God sees us. Allow us, and that's a prayer that I pray all the time for us, is God, please allow us to see us as you see us. I'm going to say that again. God, allow us to see us as you see us. As you see us, because how many of y'all know, we can look in the mirror one day or just even get up one day and be like, this ain't it, or have so many thoughts about ourselves or about our situation that don't align with what God has for us. And so that prayer, I just believe that's those thoughts. That prayer, I just believe, says, God, help me to open my spiritual eyes in the situation and not close my carnal eyes on the situation. When you pray those simple prayers, you definitely are inviting God in the situation, but you're also inviting God in the situation, but you're also inviting God to just reign in your life, period, right? Reign in your life, period. And so for that, we just say thank you. We just say thank you. All right, y'all. So what is the good word for the week? Listen, the Lord was just on me this for the past couple of days. I'm very observant, and I'm just always asking God, what do you want me to share with your people on these prayer calls? Because we're just here. We're not just here just for kicks and giggles. We're not just here just to stand around and just like, oh, okay, what are we going to do this week? God, thank you. Yes, but what is it that the Lord wants me to share with you? And so he kept showing me this phrase. It's a real simple phrase, but it's a powerful phrase. And the phrase says, don't give up. Don't give up. That phrase, I kept seeing it. And, you know, certain people will say it to you, but it's like, okay, I hear it, but God, what are you saying through it? What are you really saying through it? And so what God was sharing with me, he simply said, I'm telling you to not give up on these situations or whatever you may be facing in this season of your life. And so I just want to share with you, I don't know who this is for, and I don't know what you don't need to give up on, but don't give up. Maybe it's something in your health that you don't need to give up on. Maybe it's something in your business that you don't need to give up on. Maybe it's something in your career where you just is like, I don't even know if I want to even apply for this job. I don't even know if I want to go on this interview. I don't even know if I want to sit through this meeting. I don't even know if I want to collaborate with X, Y, and Z in my business. I don't even know all of these thoughts, right? And you keep pushing and pushing and pushing, and you may not even see no results, or you may just get tired of going through the process. Can we just be real this morning? Who can sometimes get tired of going through the process, right? It's like, come on now, God, like, really, what? And let's just be 100%, right? Because sometimes that's how talk to God, and we're just like, God, it's enough is enough. And we may get weak in our flesh, but although we may get weak in our flesh, listen, we can't get weak in our spirits. Weak in our spirits. And I just want to remind you all, if you are feeling weak, continuously say to yourself, where I am weak, he is strong. Where I am weak, God is strong. Where I am weak, God is strong. God is strong in any and every situation, stronger than any of us, right? And so going back to not giving up, don't give up, period. Don't give up. And so as he was whispering that in my ear and sharing with me, you know, think on the things, think on the progress that has been made. Think on the progress that has been made throughout your career journey thus far. Think on the progress that has been made throughout your business journey thus far. Think on the progress that has been made throughout your life thus far. When you think about, oh, I'm giving up, oh, I'm throwing in the towel. So, because we just want to think on things, again, think on things that where we see, where we think that, where we can think like God about us, see ourselves as God sees us, right? God can see us in our futures. God can see us where we can't even think or imagine where we can even be at. He can see us in collaborations. He can see us in those deals. He can see us in that job. He can see us doing the skill sets that we like, oh, I never even thought I could even do this. But God thought that about you. God thought that about you. And so I want you to continue to not give up on the process or get weary in the process. And to always say, God, where I am weak, you are strong. You are strong. So God, give me the strength. Give me not just regular strength, but supernatural strength in this season to endure. Give me grace in this season. Give me grace in this season to endure whatever it is that I am going through. Whatever it is that you may be going through. Ask for grace. Ask for mercy. Ask for wisdom. Wisdom in that space too. Ask for wisdom. Wisdom so God can really direct you into where he has called you to be. Not where you have called yourself to be or want yourself to be, but where he has called you to be. And when you say that, it's just simply you getting into agreement, coming into agreement, aligning to God's will. Yes, aligning to God's will for you, period, right? And so a scripture that I want to share with you all this morning is Galatians 6:9. And so, y'all, let me tell you how this was confirmed. So I was reading my email yesterday morning, and I see the scripture, Galatians 6:9, pop up. I think it was like one of the devotionals I'm signed up with, and Galatians 6:9 happened to be the scriptures, or one of the scriptures, right? And so I go to listen to the sermon for the day, and guess what scripture it was? Galatians 6:9. I'm like, of all the scriptures, we're going to start off with Galatians 6:9. Okay, God, yes, I know this is the word you want me to share with your people for today. So I'm just excited for the continuous confirmation. And I believe this is a one-time word for somebody, not just for me, but it's a one-time word for somebody listening this morning. And so Galatians 6:9 says, so let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't what? Give up. Ooh. Can I say that again? So let's not get tired of doing what is good at just the right time. At just the right time. Not our time. Not our mama's time, our daddy's time, not our cousin's time, not our children's time, not anybody else's time, but the right time, which is God's time and God's timing. Come on now, because God's ways are not our ways. Woo! Who can rejoice on that one? I know I can. So at just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. If we don't give up. And so I just want to encourage you all today and every day to never give up on your dreams, never give up on that vision, never give up on the things that God has called you to do in this season. Don't give up. It says, don't grow weary. Don't grow weary for doing good, or don't grow weary for doing what God has called you to do, because what God has called you to do is what? It's good. And so that's how God gave it to me this morning. That's how I'm giving it to you. And I just pray that you run with it, you get encouraged, you get inspired, and say, wherever I feel, I may feel weak in this area. Okay, that's fine, whatever. But I'm gonna give it to God because I know God is what? He is strong where I am weak. He is strong where I am weak. And so that's also in the Bible too. But I'm gonna give you that homework. You don't know the scripture, definitely get the scripture or search for that scripture that states that, and that'll be your homework for the week. But definitely want you to resonate or just meditate on Galatians 6:9 for this week. Okay. All right, you all, let's get into this good word of prayer. If you have any last minute prayer requests, definitely put them in the chats. Feel free to do that. And if not, that is fine too. We will just get one with the word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, we don't take it for granted that we are here today to just gather with your people, God, to gather and say thank you for what you have done. Thank you for what you are currently doing in this moment. And thank you in advance for our lives. Thank you in advance for doing what it is that we are coming to you about, Lord. God, right now, I thank you for giving us the courage to even come into alignment with what you have for us. Thank you, God. God, we agree right now for whatever you have for us. God, we come in alignment with your will right now for our lives in the name of Jesus. And God, we just thank you for allowing us to see us as you see us. It's so important that we see ourselves as you see us, God, because that will give us the courage to give us more ammunition to go forth and conquer and to do whatever it is that you have called us to do in this season, Lord. Give us supernatural strength in the name of Jesus to keep moving, to keep pressing, to keep going forward, God, because we understand, although we may not even feel like you're in the midst at times, God, we believe by faith that you are there. Our faith alone will get us there, God. Our faith alone will let us, and our faith and our work will get us there to where you have called us. We just believe that you're guiding our every footsteps. We just believe that you're intervening in our conversations and you're giving us the words to articulate to whomever we may be speaking to in that moment, God. So, God, we just love you. God, we're going after the abundant lifestyle that you have promised us, Lord. You have promised us not any old regular life, but you have promised us life and life more abundantly, God. So we stand on your promises right now. We stand on your promises, God, that you will be strong. Strong in the areas that we are weak. regardless of what area it is, God, we just trust and believe that you are stronger than us, stronger than us. So, God, we put all our trust in you. God, we put all our hope in you. We ask that you increase our faith in this season, God. Increase our faith in this season. God, we believe that you are the number one provider, that you are the source. God, we believe that you are a healer. In the name of Jesus, God, we believe that you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. God, you are the God of everything. So God, I thank you in the times that we grow weary. I ask that your supernatural strength take hold of us. Take hold of us. Wrap us up in your love, God. Wrap us up in your arm, your heavenly arms, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we call on heaven's resources right now to just come down, to fall fresh upon us, God, in our careers, in our businesses, in life in general, Lord. God, we ask that you bless our families, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, right now, we just stand in the need. We stand in the need for prayer. We stand in the need for you to just come, and whisper to us what it is that you have for us to do, what it is that you are really sharing with us to do in this moment, God. It's going to be so important. I just keep hearing that it's things that God has shared with us to do, but we're just not there yet. Or we're like, oh, I don't know you, Lord. Is this you? And God is saying, yes, it's me. I'm confirming it. I've been confirming it. So just go forth and move. Just move. Make a bold move. Make a bold move in Christ. Yes. God, give us the strength to make a bold move in you. Yes. Your word says that we can do all things through who? Through you, Lord, through Christ who strengthens us. So God, we just believe. We believe that right now. We don't just recite it. We don't just say it. We believe it. And we stand firm on it. That we can do all things through you, Lord, who strengthens us, during the times that we're doubtful, during the times where we are weak. So we just come against doubt right now. We come against procrastination right now. We come against any variation right now in the name of Jesus. And we cast it out so far, to never be picked up again in the name of Jesus. So God, we just stand tall in you. We stand tall in the truth, in your word, God. We just thank you. Thank you. So in Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer and have a wonderful work week. And I will catch you back up here next time. Definitely invite a friend to come and join us or share this message out when you can. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.